Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Spotify. Good morning, the whole entire world. I am your host of this morning, Dre Wise Comcure. And today I want to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. What I know about Dr. Martin Luther King.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Terrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill. Mississippi, from every mountainside, let freedom ring in Indianapolis. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, and Catholic will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Terrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at DreWise, the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell, the number 7. Thank you.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King, you know, he was a black activist, like I said. He was a reverend pastor of a church down in the South. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King, he has a different belief than Malcolm. Now, reason why Malcolm X means unknown. Now, the reason why Malcolm X you know, doesn't have, he has a day, but it's not really plaster everywhere like Martin Luther King, because Malcolm was considered a radical. A lot of people feared Malcolm. A lot of people, you know, he got white people's attention at that very day. So Dr. King's movement, you know, saying he believed in nonviolent. He believed in I have a dream, that little black boys and little white boys and little white girls and little black girls will come together and sit at the table. What does that mean? It means that come together in harmony, in peace, and equal. You know, sit down together, eat with each other, drink with each other, stuff like that. I have a dream. So Dr. King had a movement of being nonviolent. Okay, what's the difference between Malcolm X? Malcolm X at that time believed any means necessary. So Dr. Martin Luther King, even though they had a little disagreement with the Nation of Islam, you know, the ministry of Dr. King believed in nonviolent. I mean, when these people, these prejudiced, racist, evil, that's my dog playing, my doggy puppy playing with her little toy. Anyways, excuse that. So Dr. King believed in being nonviolent, winning these people over with kindness, you know. To me, I mean, I listen to, you know, to this very day, Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches and lectures. Get down. Lectures and stuff, you know. And I disagree to the point, like, you know, I'm not going to be kind to somebody. I'm not going to win someone over of kindness when they are a threat to me. No, I'm going to do something called, I'm going to defend myself, and I'm going to show a demonstration of respect. So that means that, you know, it is true that white people do not like black people because of skin color or bullshit. But white people will respect you enough that, you know, of how you behave or whatever, you know, or you just defend yourself. But I disagree with the whole nonviolent, you know, I disagree with the whole when these people are with kindness. No. But I do agree to, you know, with Dr. Martin Luther King, some of the stuff he say. But I heard a lot of, I love Brother Malcolm X. I love his lectures. I love Brother Malcolm X because Brother Malcolm X, like I said, that he's considered a radical. He's considered a powerful black movement, black activist, you know, and Malcolm X religion was Islam, the black Islam, you know. But Martin Luther King had a dream that people will come together of different colors, different shapes, whatever. Sit down, you know what I'm saying? Sit down. And, you know, even though Rosa Parks, Malcolm, and Martin Luther King fought, you know, and it was a terrible time that, you know, Martin Luther King got assassinated. It was already bad enough at that very day that John F. Kennedy got assassinated. You know, it was bad enough as it is that Malcolm X got assassinated, you know. But the thing is that, you know, Dr. King, he believed in, I have a dream. I have a dream. Well, that dream is coming to pass right now. That dream is coming to pass as we speak, as time goes on. That dream is coming to pass as we speak right now. I see it. See, back in the day, there was not Harley. It's not even common like it's common now. It wasn't Harley that you see biracial couples, biracial children. No, it was hidden. It was in secret, just like back in the day. You know, it's still like that. Right? Some of these white supremacists, they sneak around with these black women, sneak around with these black men, and don't think nothing of it. Bullshit. But I'm just saying that Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream that everybody would come together. But see, Dr. King, you know, he led a movement. He the march, the Million Man March, all that. But I'm gonna tell you something that, you know, this whole thing that the civil rights movement, this whole thing that, white supremacy, prejudice, racism, I tell you where it comes from. See, at that time, you know, you have government. who was the president at that very day that got assassinated back in the 60s and whatever, 50s, whatever? JFK. So JFK, that he saw, reason why he got assassinated, because it had to do something with the national banks. It had to do something with helping black people. It had to do something with helping the poor. Those three. The banks, black people, and the poor. The poor could be a white, black, Hispanic, whatever. But this, the one thing that racism and prejudice comes from, it comes from the courage and divide and separate. It comes from the big G called government, period. You know, and also it comes from, how you've been taught. It's how you teach your children to hate someone because of their skin color, or hate someone of their sexual preference, or hate someone, period, of their difference, period. So Anchor FM, if you understand where you know, the reason why this racism and prejudice is going on because of slavery, at the time that, you know, the first five presidents had Negro slaves, and the first five presidents and other white folks believe that, you know, black people should still be in servitude in slavery. So it was since two presidents did something wrong, that was, I believe it was George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, one of them damn presidents, that passed a law to say, well, Negro slaves must be free. It's time to let them go. They are an irritation to us. We're spending money. Let these people go. Okay, when a president did that, a particular man said, well, I'm going to kill you for doing that. Because we believe that these black folks, that we own these black folks, we took these black folks, a few, and there you go. And slavery, we believe they're supposed to be in servitude, workers of us. We don't like that. Boom. JFK. He did some three things, like I said. It got something to do with the bank, got something to do with black folks, got something to do with poor people in the first place. So racism been going on for many, many days, years, moon, sun up and sun down, whatever, been going on for many, many years, since days of Jesus, days of Prophet Muhammad, days of whatever. It's wrong. So Dr. Martin Luther King stood up for black folks. Dr. Martin Luther King had a ministry that it was going bankrupt, but Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream to say, I got to take a stand on something. I have a dream that is right. I have a vision. I have a vision in my mind, in my dream. I have a dream like Abraham, period. So Dr. Martin Luther King had his little ministry. He had his little campaign. He got, you know, so he went to jail, whatever. He had a little disagreement with Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X. But at the end of the day, they shake hands and united. Because the world don't see that Dr. Martin Luther King, his movement was working, but it was not working because he was teaching people to be nonviolent and teaching people to be kindness to people that wants to hurt you and be mean to you. Oh, fuck no, I'm going to do something to you. See, this is a different time now. Black folks are not like that. Black folks are not like our ancestors. No, we are not like our ancestors. No, we're not. We will fuck you up. I'm sorry, sir. But we come to the point that I believe they should have a day for Malcolm X, but that's not going to happen because Malcolm X was considered in a hate group of black supremacy nation of Islam, and Malcolm X was considered a radical. So when Dr. King said, "I have a dream," that dream he had, he visioned, and he seen this. The dream he had, the dream was little black boys, little black girls, little white girls, and little black boys will sit at the table together. Meaning we go talk, we go sit, eat, drink, come together. But what's in the way of that is when not alone the government. Let's see, how you been taught as a particular white person to hate black people. And go by this philosophy of Hitler that you're superior than everybody else. What else? Money. What else? It's bullshit. You know, Dr. King got assassinated. See, when you do the right thing, when you speak up, when you tell the truth, or you speak, or you have a cause to do something right, it's always a devil in the midst that want to take your ass out. I'm going to say it one more time. When you stand up for something that you believe in and stand up for something that is right or stand up for something that is true or you have a fact, the devil is right there. The devil is right there. In your heart, when it came to these people that did this to this man assassinating him, the devil was right there. The evil forces was right there. Just like in the state capitol, what happened not too long ago, that these hate groups invade the U.S. Capitol. That's nothing but that's hate right there. And Donald Trump is encouraging that. And Donald Trump is a racist. He don't give a damn about black folks. Period. So, I want to share my light on that. I mean, because we live in a time that, you know, is out now. White women with a black man. Black man with a white man. It's like that now. But you couldn't do that years ago. Step out with a white woman and you black? No, hell no. But times are different that Martin Luther King Jr. did say. He said, I have a dream. And within that dream, people will come together. People will intermix. People will see difference and like different will come together, period. Humble and united and all that together. That's what he means. So Anchor FM, if you like the show, what I just said, you know, you could donate to my Cash App, support the show. That is, you know, my Cash App is $Lucian Jarrell number 7. Again, $Lucian Jarrell number 7. You can donate to my Cash App, or you can listen to me live. Or I go live about, you know, topics of discussion on my live Facebook. That is Jarrell M. Lucian, exercise topics, whatever. I'm on there. Instagram too. I'm on Instagram. I have a blog. That's basically my Instagram blog is, Lucian underscore the boss number 7 Instagram. I got another Instagram that's basically my podcast stuff. I haven't been on the latest. That's Anchor FM, Twitter, all that. Just look me up. Look me up. Take care of yourself. Stay positive. Stay peaceful. Social distancing. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. All that. Peace and farewell. Like I said, I'm your host of this morning, particular Anchor FM podcast and Spotify. Jarrell Lucian, my name, a.k.a. Dre Wise the Conqueror. Peace. And farewell.
Thank you for tuning in. You can follow Dre Wise on Facebook at Jarrell Lucian. You can follow him on Instagram at Dre Wise the number 7. You can also send Cash App donations. Lucian Jarrell the number 7. Thank you.